This is Slow and Easy, a Due South podfic, written and read by Kirawa. Both the original story and this podfic are presents for Nosferatu number 9. This story is rated NC-17 for graphic sexual content. I added a few more pieces of wood to the fire. Not because it was necessary, but simply because I was unaccustomed to idleness, to the luxury of survival without essential tasks. Turning back to the fold-away bed, I caught sight of Ray. He lay on his side facing the fire, looking oddly unfamiliar as firelight shadows danced over his bearded face. In a mere handful of weeks, Ray had transformed himself into a golden-pelted creature of the Arctic, alternately snarling and laughing his way through snowbaths, staging wild snowball battles with Diefenbaker, hurling himself to a sled dog's rescue with the fierce courage I had first admired on the streets of Chicago. Now we were warm. Now we were safe. Now we were home, sheltered in Maggie's cabin while Joshua, our wheel dog, recovered from injury. I didn't expect Maggie to wake for at least 2 hours. It was an opportunity to indulge in activities that simply weren't practical for two men in a double sleeping bag out in the tundra. Fantasies I had sweated through in my solitary cot at the consulate flickered through my mind as I slipped back under the covers behind Ray. I had imagined us going undercover in a bar where public displays of affection between men were not only tolerated, but even expected, licking my way into Ray's mouth as he danced against me, for me, in front of everyone. A long stakeout livened by my leaning over to fillet Ray as he sat watching a darkened office building. Me, sprawled naked at the edge of Ray's bed, Ray entering me from behind with an urgency that wouldn't allow him to do more than unzip his jeans before penetrating me. Ray's dexterous, long-fingered hands trapped in my cuffs. Ray's mouth, smiling, gasping, swallowing me down. Ray's body, lounging in sunlight, shuddering against mine in the dark. In me, around me, mine. I unbuttoned my long johns to warm my hands on my own skin. Then there were the fantasies Ray had confessed as we clung together in the night during a howling blizzard, secrets of desire, pleasure, and love, couched in coarse terms that made me tremble as he shared them with me. I allowed a thumb to idly trace along the line of my hip, shivering in anticipation as my penis swelled and I tried to choose. Finally, I allowed myself to reach out. My fingers brushed over the soft box weave of Ray's long johns as I cupped his warm shoulder and gently tugged. Even in his sleep, Ray moved into my caress with a sigh. I was overwhelmed with a rush of pure, greedy joy. Ray, here, with me. I easily shifted Ray onto his back and spread his legs. I was able to position myself between them, in the dark, ray-scented space under the blankets. I stealthily unbuttoned Ray's long johns so as not to wake him. There was nothing under them but Ray. I lay down, edged forwards, and was rewarded by the feel of him, soft and small, between my lips. It was extraordinary. There was a hint of soap, quickly washed away, leaving behind the earthy, wonderful flavor of Ray. I opened my mouth wide to encompass his testicles as well, and began to suck and manipulate the lightly furred globes with my tongue. Ray's penis reacted, gradually lengthening and thickening inside my mouth. Ray's testicles slipped out of my mouth as I focused on his erection. Ray stirred and lifted up the blankets. "Morning," he said, in a voice rough with sleep and arousal. I grudgingly relinquished my prize to reply. "Shh," I admonished him. With a smile and a quick jerk of the head, Ray invited me up for a kiss. I crawled up his body and was welcomed with warm, willing, slightly chapped lips. Ray grasped my buttocks, pulled me down tighter, and rolled his hips. I responded by thrusting back, the friction of his erection against mine quickly and deliciously escalating toward our usual conclusion. "Wait." I stilled the movements of my lower body and pushed up so that I rested on my forearms, panting down at Ray. I wanted more. I wanted to finish what I'd started. Ray peered up at me for a moment. Then he winked, stretched luxuriously, and laced his fingers together behind his head, closing his eyes and abandoning himself to my whims. Intoxicating. I nudged his face to the side and breathed along his cheekbone to his ear. A quick lick, as I replaced Diefenbaker's claim with my own, and then I pulled on his earlobe with my lips. Ray's breath hissed out as he craned his head back. I nibbled my way down the exposed tendon of his neck, lightly bit Ray's nipple to earn a quiet sigh, and worked my way down his body. I took my time, exploring the rich musk under his arms, the ridgeline of his ribs, the slight roughness of scar tissue along his left side. Ray canted his hips eagerly as I licked my way down a trail of fine hair on his lower abdomen to the coarse curls at his groin. I rubbed my cheek along his stomach, used my hand to position his erection, and looked up. Ray was leaning on one elbow, watching me, the forefinger of his left hand rubbing along and between his parted lips. I met his eyes, dark with hunger, and deliberately wet my lips. Goosebumps appeared along Ray's skin. I bent down and mouthed my way up the vein along the underside of his penis. I moved slowly, deliberately, licking along the corona over and over again. Ray's motions urged me to a quicker pace, but I resisted. There was no need to rush. I took just the head of Ray's penis between my lips and began suckling softly, pinning Ray's hips when he tried to push deeper. Ray sat up and glared down at me with his dying of waiting look, radiant as firelight gleamed on his sweat-sheened skin. I pressed my tongue against the base of his penis and moved up in a single slow lick all the way to the top. Then I stopped. It seems I'm something of a tease at heart. Ray reached down and flicked my shoulder warningly with his finger. Holding his eyes, I slid down over Ray's penis, suppressing the reflex to gag, taking him deeper and deeper until his pubic hair tickled my nose and then swallowed. Ray's hand clenched on my shoulder as he gasped, face suddenly serious, lost in sensation. I closed my eyes to concentrate in the fullness, the feeling of Ray in my throat. A part of me wanted to keep him there forever, just like this. The rest responded to minute changes in the pressure of Ray's hand on my shoulder, telling me just how deep, how fast to take him. I followed Ray's lead in this dance, dizzy with the pleasure of being able to give him just exactly what he needed. Ray collapsed back on the bed, using his arm to muffle the cries he could no longer restrain. He was close, so close. I could see the flush of it on his skin, feel the pounding of his pulse, smell arousal in his sweat, and taste his incipient orgasm on my tongue. I knew just how to push him that last step. I pulled up off of Ray, my teeth gently scraping over the glands, and let him thrust wildly back into my mouth, once, twice, a third time. The tang of his semen flooded my mouth as Ray pulsed his way to completion. My skin tingled with the electric bliss of it as I milked the last drops from him. I rested my head on Ray's belly, soft skin overlying muscle that moved with each panting breath, imprinting this moment in my memory. Once his breathing slowed, I carefully buttoned up the lower half of Ray's long johns and lay down beside him. "Hey," Ray muttered sleepily as he pressed his thigh against my still sizable erection. "What about..." Ray's hand reached for my erection. I gently grasped his hand and squeezed, placing it flat in his stomach. It was a generous offer, but I'd already decided to ignore the throbbing insistence of my penis. There was something else I wanted, something I'd dreamed of for a long time now. "Later," I whispered. Ray gave a little half-shrug and closed his eyes. I laid my head down on Ray's bare chest, and as he sank back into sleep, I listened to the slow, steady lullaby of his heart. This has been a recording of Slow and Easy by Kirawa. Feedback is always welcome at my live journal, kirawa.livejournal.com, or through email, kirawa@yahoo.com.